Squeeze Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squeeze Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Wednesday, July 30. In Squiz Kids Today, Oscar Piastri's sprint to history. Gaza crisis rallies the world. First Nations first in Canberra, and it's meteor shower time. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
With his win in the Belgian Grand Prix at the weekend just gone, Melbourne-born Formula One driver Oscar Piastri has equaled the record of some of the greatest races in Aussie history. And he's now on track to achieve something that no Aussie has done for 45 years. And that is win a Formula One Drivers' Championship. And why is that? Well, it comes down to maths, as so many things in life do, and a thing you might have heard your teachers and parents talking about called probability. Probability, like its name suggests, is the science of how likely or how probable something is to happen, based on numbers. With his win at the weekend in the Belgian Grand Prix, Oscar now has won 5 races in this year's Formula One season. Now, in the history of Formula One, there have been 26 different drivers who have won at least 5 races in a season. And in 69% of those instances, the driver has gone on to win the overall Drivers' Championship, given to the driver who has the most points generally from winning the most races. So, even though there are 12 more races to go in the 2025 season, the kid from Melbourne is on track to take out the winner's trophy at the end of the year, fingers and toes crossed. Which means he'll want to have his granddad on hand. Because his granddad was in the crowd of his race at the weekend in Belgium, the first time that granddad had been able to travel to see his grandson race in another country. And we all know how special it is when your granddad comes to watch you play your favourite sport.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Gaza, a strip of land on the Mediterranean Sea, wedged between Egypt and Israel, where the eyes of the world are this week. The 2 million people that call this place home are caught in the middle of a conflict between the country of Israel and an organisation called Hamas, who are bitter enemies. The war between those two has caused untold suffering for the Palestinian people who live in Gaza, and these people rely on food being shipped into them. Now, in the past couple of weeks, that food has not been getting through, which, as you can imagine, is enormously worrying and extremely distressing for the mums and dads who live there and just want to put food on the table for their kids. As you will have seen and heard on the news this week, countries of the world and aid agencies are working frantically to get food into Gaza to stave off the hunger, while the scramble continues to find a lasting peace in the region.
Spaced out.
Set your alarm clocks, people, and prepare to find yourselves a quiet place far from the bright lights of a big city as the annual Aquarids meteor shower takes place in the skies above our heads this week. This is a meteor shower that takes place every year at this time as our planet passes through a cloud of dust and rock particles left behind by a comet called Halley's Comet. Also known as a dirty outer space snowball, comets are objects that are made of ice, dust, and rock that orbit the sun. And sometimes the path that the Earth takes in space crosses over with the debris left behind by comets, and hey presto, a free light show in the night skies. Now, because the moon is currently in a waning cycle, meaning it's hardly visible to the naked eye at night, it means it's a good time to catch the shooting stars. The only catch? To get a really good view, you need to be somewhere dark, like away from city lights, and you need to be stargazing between the hours of midnight and 4 a.m. in the middle of winter. But then, hey, often the best things in life are the things that we have to work the hardest for.
Squiz Kids salutes.
And we round out today's news items with a Squiz Kids salute to Northern Territory MP Marion Scrigmore, who this week became the first Aboriginal person to chair the House of Representatives chamber in our federal parliament in Canberra. Now, if you've seen video of our federal politicians in a big room in Canberra full of greenish leather chairs, that's the House of Representatives, full of people from all over Australia representing you and I, and making sure that our voices are heard in the place where decisions are made about how our country is run. And presiding over this room, in the big chair in the middle, is the Speaker, whose job it is to make sure everyone in Parliament behaves themselves and that business gets done. It's an important role in our democracy, and on Monday, Marion, who's from the Tiwi Islands off the Northern Territory, became the first First Nations politician to sit in the chair. Afterwards, she said Aboriginal people deserve to be in every chair at every table, adding that she was one of 11 kids from a working class family in Darwin. Change happens, Marion said. It can be slow and it can be painful, but Aboriginal people are strong and we deserve to take our place in this country. And don't forget, if you're keen to understand why our country is run from Canberra and how our system of government works, check out our excellent four-part podcast series, The Sensational World of Civics, available now on the Squiz Kids podcast channel or via our website squizkids.com.au. A quick message now to the adults listening. Last year, I was awarded a Churchill Fellowship for work that we do here at Squiz Kids around media literacy, and specifically our program Newshounds, which teaches kids to think critically about the flood of information they're exposed to online every day. I set off on my Churchill Fellowship in January, meeting up with some of the world's leading authorities on kids and media literacy, and those travels have now been made into a podcast series. It's called The Big Threat, and it drops today on the Squiz's News Club channel. Search for it wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the Squiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which Australian city did Formula One racing champ Oscar Piastri grow up in? Yeah, that's right. He's from Melbourne. Question number two. What sort of a shower will be lighting up the night skies over Australia this week? Did you say meteor shower? You would be correct. Question number three. Which state or territory does Federal MP Marion Scrigmore call home? Yeah, well done if you said the Northern Territory.
Shoutouts.
It's Wednesday, July 30. Today is International Friendship Day, celebrating the importance of friendship. So be sure to make sure your friends know how much you mean to them today. Today is also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Tristan from Cannon Hill, Musawir from North Parramatta, Lotus from Willoughby and Curtis from Casterton. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Paxatoni from Lake Macquarie and Charlie from Mount Riverview. And today's classroom shoutouts go to Class 4T with Mrs. Stolls at St. Peter's Lutheran College in Springfield, Class 5S and Mr. Shackcloth at Westside Christian College in Goodna, Class 56T with Mr. Meeson at Belmont Primary School, and Class 508 with Mr. Emerson at Langwarren Park Primary School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.